it's an important consideration given the past experiences that we've had, where we've had a number of MPs that had health problems and have died. And I think that that's one of the things that we wanted to address in the priorities of the government, the current government.
Now, my plan, or rather your plan, I understand, is to amend the Representation of the People's Act and basically ask candidates to provide medical certificates. I mean, do you think that is something that would be generally supported? Would those who wish to stand for Parliament to be prepared to accept that?
I think it's something that's widely shared by a lot of people, especially the electorates, given the cost of the conducting by elections. And so it's something that we have to address. I think, as I said earlier, we've had a number of experiences in the past where MBs have died while in office. So it's something that has costed the government quite millions. So it needs to be addressed. But as you asked, yes, there are concerns in around Vanuatu, and it's a matter that needs to be addressed.
And perhaps the politicians in Vanuatu could set a benchmark for the rest of the population to follow, because I understand one of the other priorities that's included in this 100-day plan is on the health of the nation, really, and the government wants to launch a Fit for Life program.
Yes, the Prime Minister said last week, actually in the past, we've had the Wednesday afternoons where public servants, and not only public servants, but members of the staff cabinet could have some time off in the afternoon, particularly on Wednesdays, to try and do some exercise. But now the Prime Minister said that we should try and reconsider that, given the fact that I think the past governments have decided to take that out, perhaps because of the money in which it was abused. But the current government thinks it's important to ensure the office holders are also in good health. So that's just a little part of it to contribute to the good health of the office holders.
Other health priorities, I gather, include recruiting 300 contract staff to permanent positions to replace those who are retiring, and also essentially to put more doctors into provincial hospitals and mini hospitals, as they're called. I mean, how easy do you think it would be to achieve those particular targets? Because what has happened in the past often is that doctors are at hospitals for a short period of time, and then for whatever reason they leave and go somewhere else.
Look, one of the long outstanding issues in the health sector, not only in the health sector but also in the teaching service commission and the police, is the outstanding entitlements of the staff. That's something that the government has placed high on its priority agenda right now to try and address. But also, given the shortage of doctors, it's never going to be an easy job. But I think it's something that the government wants to really try and work on.
And just a word on trade. I understand that as part of this 100-day plan, Vanuatu is reviewing its position on the ongoing PACER Plus talks. Papua New Guinea has indicated that it's not ready to sign on the deadline in June. Did you anticipate that Vanuatu may follow suit?
It's a decision that they still have to take. I mean, the council has to take a decision on that. No absolute decision as yet, but the current government will want to have a look at the benefits for Vanuatu from the agreement, and then we'll make its final decision.